From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The internet is changing the rules for one school district in suburban Chicago. Kids there who misbehave online can now face serious consequences even when they're not at school. Sandy Houseman reports.
About 80% of students at Vernon Hills and Libertyville High Schools take part in extracurricular activities, playing in the orchestra or on an athletic team, writing for the student newspaper, or joining a club. But kids here can now be banned from taking part if they're identified on a blog or website which depicts illegal or inappropriate behavior.
If information is brought to our attention, then we'll investigate it, just as we would look into information if Monday morning somebody walked into the athletic director's office and said, you know, there were five football players who were drinking at a party on Saturday night.
Associate Superintendent Prentice Lee adds that Community District 128 will not actively patrol the internet in search of violators.
We're a public school, and public schools do not have those kind of resources. It would literally be impossible to do a 24/7 blog search on 3,200 students.
Kids not involved with extracurriculars might not be subject to penalties. Still, students Vanessa Sabalos and Julia Galchenko are appalled by the new policy governing blogs.
I know that there's nothing bad on mine, but it's a little creepy when you know that your teachers are looking at your MySpace.
They have no right to do that, especially to get us in trouble for it because it's an outside of school thing.
Others like Jean Pavelko and Dana Smessard are less concerned.
I'm not doing anything bad, so I'm all right.
If students are going to be like stupid enough to put like inappropriate things on there, then they shouldn't be punished for it.
And on the night the school board voted unanimously to impose the policy, only one parent showed up to complain. Mary Greenberger said home-based blogs and websites were none of the board's business.
I think it is up to the parent to monitor their child if they're on MySpace or if they're on one of the other blogs.
Northwestern University law professor Jim Spetta says a lot more parents may be coming around if and when the policy is applied to their kids. An expert on the First Amendment and the internet, Spetta says students who express themselves on the web do face greater risks than earlier generations.
You can take a site down from the internet, but if it's been up for a little while, it gets archived. The internet doesn't forget.
The law is murky on what schools can do about student behavior in the community. For example, a high school football player who takes part in a team hazing ritual could be penalized even if the action occurred at someone's house on a weekend.
I think it's natural to pay attention to the representatives of their school, such as athletes, and truly inappropriate behavior, such as theft and vandalism. It does concern me if schools get in the business of monitoring the extracurricular speech, the extracurricular gossip that all high school students engage in.
He's sympathetic to students who say the new school policy is a violation of their privacy, but it's time they learn the facts of life. The internet is a very public place, and even adults have far less privacy thanks to the World Wide Web.
The price that I paid to buy my house has always been a piece of information that somebody could find out by going down to the Cook County Recorder of Deeds, but that was a lot of effort, and no one really bothered to do that. In the days of the internet, that limited publicness is now massively public.
That's why Spetta keeps a close watch on his young children when they're using the family computer. He expects to see a growing number of schools regulating student conduct online and a growing number of parents contesting school punishments in court. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Houseman.